among the nine of this fruit of spirit, the last one you mentioned about the self-control.
在圣灵所结的果子的最后一项提到了节制。
Self-control, it's kind of similar, we can say, like a patience. We talked about last night.
节制和我们昨天晚上所提到的温柔有一点类似。
But there is we can say some difference.
但是他们也有他们之间的差异。
And a patient is we can have a restrain in a sense the conditions under the certain circumstance we have to bear at the situation.
温柔就是在一个情况下，我们对一个当时情况的一种忍耐。
Self-control is the one that when we have a choice.That we should not choose the wrong one, but we choose the right one.
但是节制是当我们有选择的时候，我们可以选择对或错，我们选择行对的事情。
Sometimes both side of force coming into us.
因为有时候它很像两股力量冲着我们来。
But the moment you have to choose what is the right things to do.
但是当我们需要去决定要做什么的时候
，Many times I go to the buffet. Since I see the whole, you know, line up to all the delicious food.
有时候我到了自助餐，然后我一走进去，看到一排又一排的食物。
Once I invited and I talk to myself, self-control, TJ, okay, self-control.
那我就会跟我自己说，TJ, 你要有节制，你要一定要节制。
It's not an issue of patience.
这个、跟温柔没有关系。
The issue is self-control.
因为这里我们当下的情况要讲到的就是节制。
When I step into that, look at the all different kind of food, then I have to should I control it?
那所以我一踏进那边看到这么多的食物的时候，我应该问我自己的问题是：我要如何来控制自己
？Most of time I failed.
大部分的时候呢，我都没有很成功的控制自己。
But thank God, it's the mercy of God.
感谢神，这也是神的恩典。
So you can think about self-control is very, it helps us our Christian life.
但是节制对于一个基督徒来说是一种帮助。
When you have let's say you have a very nice car.
比如说你今天开了一台非常漂亮的车子。
It has wonderful engines, wonderful performance, the car you have it.
它的引擎，它的功能都非常的棒。
But the brake system is very important because of the car is a high-performing car.
但是它的刹车系统就来得非常的重要，因为这是一个高功能的车子。
If the high-performing car do not have the good brake system, then this car cannot last long. Cannot last long, and your life even in danger.
如果虽然即便这个是很好的车子，但是它的刹车系统不好，那这台车子不会持久，再来开车的人的生命也会得到，也会有危险。
The road is quite straight, then you can drive quite fast.
如果路来得很直很平的话，你就可以开得很快。
But when you're facing off the curve, you can see it.
但是到了转弯处的时候，你却没办法看到。
You have to slow down.
你必须一定要先慢下来。
If you do not push the brake, then actually it goes straight, and then you easily can your car to just drive out of the way. Then,
如果我们不及时踩刹车的话，那车子很容易就会出轨。
So brake system helping us to control our speed.
因此，刹车系统是来控制我们的速度。
So to make our life, our journey to all our way, to make a beautiful way, we can drive ourselves on our life.
使我们在这个信仰路上可以开了一条非常美好的道路。
So the self-control, it's one of the most important the characters of a part of the fruit of the spirit.
所以节制对这些圣灵所结的果子来说，可以是一个非常重要的一环。
You can think about the during the time of Adam and Eve when they were at the Garden of Eden.
当我们想到亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的时候
，It is an issue about the self-control.
他们所面临的就是节制的问题。
God says, "Don't eat it."
神说，你不要吃。
then at the moment they can commit themselves, they control themselves, I don't eat it.
所以他们刚开始可以控制自己，所以不去吃那个果子。
But Satan stirring up to do not let them to control for their desire.
但是撒旦却不允许他们来控制自己的情绪。
So let it go for their desire to do not let them to step on the brake, but let them to step on the accelerator.
他不让他们能有能力去踩那个刹车，反而要踩加速。
The gods have surely died if they eat the fruit that give them knowledge of good and evil.
神跟他们说，如果你吃善恶果，你必定死。
But then they do not know how to stop it, but continue to accelerate it.
但是他们却不知道如何停住，反而往前行。
Until they taste it, they do not know what's the consequence of this.
他们直到吃的时候都还不知道它的后果是什么。
But once they tasted the given this fruit of give them a knowledge of good and evil.
但是一旦他们吃了这个善恶的果。
I'm sure because they never expected what will happen to their generation after generation.
我相信他们绝对没有意想到他们后代会所发生的事情。
Because Satan knows if they lost their control of their desire, then it impacts to the whole entire generation after generation.
当然，撒旦是知道的，一旦他们失去对他们自己情欲的控制，这会影响一代接过一代。
So when Adam and Eve and then later they find out their eyes open.
当亚当夏娃吃了善恶果之后，他们的眼睛就开了。
They know it means about understanding of sin.
他们就知道原来他们明白什么叫罪。
They know they're naked, so they start to cover themselves.
他们发现他们是裸体的，所以他们想要遮盖自己。
But yet the men from then on they cannot control their sin.
就从那个开始，人类对罪是没有控制的。
Do we find out the human history?
从人类的历史来看。
Because why there is a breaking up of this kind of bad, you know, the war and then killing each other and things?
为什么有战争？为什么会人杀人呢？
Because they lost their control.
因为他们已经失去了控制了。
So we study about the Genesis chapter 4, there is a Cain and Abel, the two.When they offer to God,
在创世纪第四章，我们这几天也读到了该隐和亚伯。
God only accepted, you know, Abel's offering.
神只接纳了亚伯的献祭。
At that time, the God warning to the Cain.
但是神也提醒该隐。
Why are you angry?
他问他说：“你为何生气呢？”
And then, why has your countenance fallen? Why your face, you know, down?
为什么你的脸色？拉下了呢。
God continued giving him information.
神不断的在给该隐一些资讯。
You have to step brake.
他不断的提醒他，你要踩刹车。
Otherwise, you've been continue to move on of this evil desire, end up you facing the sin then.
否则你不断的如果顺从这个罪恶的情欲的话，那你就会面临的是罪。
So I think at that time the Cain listened from God. He heard from God these messages.
那时候该隐听到神对他说的话。
God says you must master it.
神对该隐说你却要制服他。
But he couldn't master it.
但是他没有能力去制服。
He lost the self-control.
他失去了他的节制。
So end up he killed his own brother.
所以最后他把他自己的兄弟杀了。
So end up his life to be turned out very miserable. Turned out very miserable life turned out to be.
那他后面的人生也是非常悲惨的。
Because he lost the self-control.
因为他失去了他的节制。
The most of the sin coming from the losing our self-control.
很多罪源头就是因为我们失去了控制跟节制。
God gave us a Ten Commandments.
所以神把十诫赐给我们。
Ten Commandments each of our self-control.
那这十诫每一诫都是告诉我们要如何去节制。
Because all these commandments that as a flesh, it's hard to, We do not have this nature to follow all these Ten Commandments, actually.
其实人性是不愿意去顺服这十诫的。
Our flesh natures, actually, all our inner natures against the Ten Commandments.
我们人的本性是跟十诫相反的。
But God gave us a Ten Commandments to let us control our desire.
但是神把十诫赐给我们，是为了要让我们可以懂得如何控制情欲。
We understand the first commandment to the fourth commandment.
从第一诫到第四诫。
This is the tour to God.
是对神的。
But after we commit sin, the mankind, we are under the curse, under the curse of God.
但是我们人犯罪堕落之后，我们就在神的咒诅之下。
The wicked was separated from God.
我们跟神隔绝了。
So the wicked, we are in the such conditions, we need a break system.
因此在这样子的情况下，我们需要懂得如何有刹车系统。
Do not let our desire pulling away from God, but we have to step in the brakes so that we can stay into the direction to God.
不要让情欲把我们从神的身边拉开，反而要懂得如何要踩刹车。
That's why, because at the beginning, when Adam and Eve they commit sin, the sin came into the world, and then not that long ago, during the time of Noah, the people they already corrupted.
在亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，不久之后就是挪亚的世代，那时候人类已经败坏了。
And Genesis chapter 6 mentioned that they always think about the evils.
在创世纪第六章那边提到说，人类那时候常常想的恶的事情。
Think about the drink, think about eating.
想的就是吃喝的事情。
Think about marriage, think about following their own pleasure of their desire.
他们随意的挑选，想的是如何去满足他们自己的情欲。
God was not in their heart.
神并不在他们的心中。
We so call this as a lost their self control.
这我们就是所谓的他们已经失去了他们的节制了。
But God knows that people have this weakness.
神知道人类有这样子的软弱。
So the God gave us His chosen people through Abraham.
所以神透过亚伯拉罕选出了他的选民。
We think that during the time of Abraham, he haven't received anything, but actually at that time he received all the commandments and all the laws.
在起初亚伯拉罕还没有领受到应许的时候，他已经领受到所有的律法还有诫命了。
Now listen to Genesis chapter 26.
我们翻到创世纪的第二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26. This time, God talked to Isaac. Genesis chapter 26 verse 5.
创世纪二十六章的第五节，这里神对以撒说话。
And because chapter 26 verse 5, book of Genesis.
二十六章的第五节。
Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. Here, the God talked to Isaac, the mentioned that during the, to his father, to Abraham,give him a church and commandments, the statutes and the laws.
在二十六章这里，神对以撒说：“都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。”
So we find out that during the time of Abraham, God trained him to let him to learn how to self-control.
所以我们从这里可以看到，在亚伯拉罕的时候，神已经训练亚伯拉罕如何听从神的命令、律例和法度。
So let him stay in the truth. Let him stay in the life.
使他可以被保留在真理还有生命中。
So let the people can see as God's chosen people is different.
所以别人就可以看见神的选民是不一样的。
So it is a blessing that we have a Ten Commandments within us.
所以今天我们有十诫，其实是一种祝福。
Eventually, when the nation to formed in the Egypt, and to bring these people out of the Egypt.
后来神的选民就在埃及被从埃及带出来。
God gave them a Ten Commandments.
神把十诫给了以色列人。
Love your God.
他说爱你的神。
So the love your God, which is the only God, the true God, mentioned that there is only one God.
他对以色列人说，爱你的神也只有唯一一个神，那就是你们要拜的神。
Do not make idol.
不要拜偶像。
Do not profane my name.
不要妄称神的名。
Keep the Sabbath holy.
那要守安息日为圣日。
So this is your brake system in your life.
这就是我们生命中的刹车系统。
Control yourself.
是如何来控制我们。
If you are in this system, you will be blessed.
如果你愿意留在这个系统里，那你就会得到祝福。
So find out the Ten Commandments is self-control.
所以十诫其实就是节制。
And this is against our nature, but we can follow the desire of God, then we'll be blessed.
虽然是违反人性的，但是我们如果愿意跟随神，我们就会得到从神来的祝福。
And continue to, if you look at the Exodus chapter 20, but as a reference, you can say honor your parents. Chapter 20, honor your parents.
在出埃及记二十章那边提到孝敬父母。
I learned that because when I grown up to be teenage,
我在青少年的时期学习到这一点。
It is natural that against the parents,
我发现在青少年时期的时候很自然而然的我们就会违反父母亲的意思。
And it seems like I feel better than my parents.
我总是觉得我懂的或者我知道的比我父母亲多。
So my father always mentioned about this Fifth Commandment.
所以我爸爸常常会把这第五戒来告诉，来提醒我。
My father always reminding me, hopefully you remember the Fifth Commandment is honor your father and your mother.
我希望你们也记得，在第五戒是当孝敬父母。
If you don't keep this commandment, your life not to be blessed.
如果你没有办法守这条诫命的话，那你的生命就不会得到祝福。
Turn around myself, that's a commandment. That's true.
所以我常常要提醒我自己，这就是神的诫命。
It help us our life.
是来帮助我们的。
Because Jesus mentioned about the you shall not murder. Actually, you hate somebody, then it's similar and on the way to murder somebody.
主耶稣说，我们不可以杀人。我们如果有恨弟兄，那我们就杀了。
But you shall not commit adultery.
我们不可奸淫。
Once you look at the woman lustfully, then actually you are in the committing of adultery.
我们如果看一位妇人动了淫念，那我们就犯了奸淫了。
Don't you think it's an issue about our self-control?
你不觉得这些讲的都是对于我们的节制吗？
Nowadays, these days, commandment to be broken up, actually.
但是在现今的社会，这些诫面有一些即将要被破碎了。
Destroy the society because of breaking up of this commandment.
社会也因此败坏，因为他们条条都犯了。
But、we have to control our lust of our eyes.
我们必须要控制眼目的情欲。
Do not let it go. Our desire follow our eyes.
不要让不要我们的心跟随我们心中的情欲。
So, and then continue with it, you shall not steal.
接下来就说不可偷盗。
And continue, you shall not false witness. We do not lie.
再来就不可做假见证，就是不要说谎。
People lie easily nowadays.
其实现今的人，他们很容易就说谎。
And also, do not steal them.
还有不可贪恋别人的东西，
do not covet,
就是不可偷。
Do not covet your neighbor's, even neighbor's wife and his the male servants or female servants, anything. There's all the animals he mentioned that.
不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子，仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
Once you have that you own, that's enough.
一旦我们有拥有自己的东西，那就足够了。
So you can draw your line of your self-control, so you can contend out of there.
我们应该要画出节制的那一条线，而在里面有得以满足。
So that your life continue this way, follow the self-contentment, then you can reach up to your holiness.
一旦我们有了满足的心，我们可以继续走我们的信仰的路。
Especially because we are youth now in your age, you're very, we can call hot bloody, we can say very energetic, you can say.
青少年们，你们的能体力都非常的强。
If you learn this self-control,
但是如果你有学习到节制，
your life will be blessed.
你的生命就会得到祝福。
Your life will be balanced.
你的生命会有一个平衡。
And then you can find the true satisfaction out of your life.
而你在你的生活中可以找到那真正的满足。
In a history, we look at the book of of Judges. There is a very famous judges, Samson.
我们在士师记里面有一个非常出名的士师叫三孙。
Samson's this man's problem is seeking too much, desire follow the woman's.
参孙的问题就是他有太多的欲望要去追求别的女人。
We know that he's a very strong man.
我们知道他是一个非常有力量的人。
Because I do not know how much muscle he has. I'm sure because he's a muscle man.
我不知道他的肌肉有多少，但是我相信他一定满身的肌肉。
He can kill many people, you know, especially Philistine.
他可以杀很多人，尤其是非利士人。
I do not know why, because his attention is focused to the you know, Philistine woman.
但是我不知道为什么他却把他的专注力放在非利士的女人身上。
Is it because there is no woman within own people in Israel?
是因为以色列中没有女人可以让他看吗？
And he just continued to follow within the woman in the Philistine.
而且他不断地跟随着非利士人女人的后面。
He knowing that all this territory, these people is the enemy of Israel.
他其实明明知道这一群人是以色列人的敌人
yet cannot control himself.
可是他却对自己没有任何的自制能力。
If you look at in chapter 16, verse 1, the book of Judges.
如果我们看在士师记第十六章的第一节。
And chapter 16, verse 1, the book of Judges says, Now Samson went to Gaza, the soul of Halah there, and went into her.
士师记第十六章的第一节，参孙到了加萨，在那里看见一个妓女，就与她亲近。
And later on, the chapter 16, verse 4.
那之后，在十六章的第四节。
Now after this came about, and he loved a woman in the valley of Sherak, whose name was Delilah.
第四节，后来参孙在索列谷喜爱一个妇人，名叫大利拉。
Now even the name of this woman from the Philistine that introduced here.
在这里连这个非利士的女人的名字都被介绍了。
The Philistine people knowing that this man coming in because they know that Samson is the one the major target to kill him then they can have a peace and they can continue to control the Israel.
其实非利士人知道他们最大的敌人就是参孙，一旦除掉他，他们就可以继续的控制以色列人。
So they approached this woman, if you find out the secret of this, the strength and power coming out of him,That we can capture him. Then I'll give you the 1100 piece of silver you mentioned.
因此，非利士人来到这个妇人大利拉这里，要他来欺哄参孙，使他知道为什么，使他们知道他为什么力气这么大。那他们就愿意给他1100舍克勒银子。
Every time Samson came into her house, and then she trying to bring it up, his secret to bring it up the way to ask a different way.
因此每一次参孙来到大利拉这里的时候他总是想尽办法的想要知道为什么他的力气这么大
Toward to the end, though Samson couldn't stand it
到了最后参孙他也没有办法继续的去制止了
So let her know the secret about the power coming from his hair
所以他就让他知道他的力量原来是来自他的头发
So the woman led him to sleep in her hands.
所以这个妇人就让参孙在他的在他的妻睡觉。
And chapter 16 verse 19 mentioned that this is a seven the man had the shave off the seven locks of his hair.
在十九节这里就提到，所以有一个人来就剃了他头上的七条发。
Because I don't know how much, but this is quite some amount to cut his hair.
其实我并不清楚这样子的发量到底是多少，但是我相信一定是很多的头发。
And then Delilah says, "Oh, there's you know Philistine people coming."
那马上大利拉就马上大喊着说，非利士人来了。
But then already at that time he know that there's no more strength.
但是那时候的参孙已经发现力气已经离开了
他。He was captured by the Philistine own enemy.
他就被非利士人他自己的敌人抓住了。
And tied up, being tied up.
就把他绑起来。
And later on, his eyes to be taken out.
最后还把他的眼睛挖出来。
Turn out to be a miserable life.
他的后面活的生活真是非常
的悲惨。Later, it is mercy of God because God gave him another chance for the revenge to the Philistine.
神又再一次怜悯他，给他一次机会，可以向非利士人报复。
But that was the end of his life to be.
但是那也是他生命的终结。
Because of his lost his self control.
因为他失去了自我的节制能力。
Christian life, if maybe we do not have a lot of a gift, maybe we receive that. Maybe we are not that much gifted person in the church, maybe.
或许我们并不是一个非常有恩赐的人。
Maybe because I'm just merely as a member come to the church, maybe.
我可能只是一个普通的信徒来到教会聚会。
But as long as we keep our principle for our self-control.
但是只要我们有这个节制的节制的意识。
God will bless us in our path.
那神就会在我们的道路上祝福我们。
Sometimes we have a lot.
有时候我们拥有的很多。
But at that moment we have to self-control.
但是我们更加要懂得节制。
Do we know that David, when he became a king of the nation,
我们知道当大卫成为国王之后
until his life to be king of the, you know, when he was 30 years old, his age to be the king in a Hebron.
在他当国王之前有很长的一段时间
he was on the way to success in his life.
到他在希伯伦到当王这个他是走了很长的路
God continued to sending the people to all the generals and all the people who faithfully work for him fighting for him
但是神总是差派很多的将领很有才能的人来帮助他跟他一起作战
Eventually his side is stronger and then and the king Saul's side is weaker and weaker
后来他那大卫那边就越来越强壮而扫罗那边就越来越弱
When the things is not enough actually his faith was very strong at that time
当他的周遭所拥有的没有很多的时候其实大卫的信心是非常强的
While he was flee away from the King Saul because King Saul tried killing him
当他逃离扫罗因为扫罗要杀他
At that time he always holding upon the God and trusting him
他时常的紧握着神
So during this time he never made any mistake
所以在这段时间他没有犯下任何的错
He in his life he trusting God at that time
其实在他一生中那个时候他是完完全全的信靠神
So that he waiting for the God's time
他在等待神的时间
Even the chance when the God given to him that when the King Saul about in his hands to be killed actually
即便有一次他有机会把扫罗杀死
the when he there his troop inside of the cave and the King Saul's troop coming in
他躲在这个洞里那他看到扫罗进来了洞
the inside people can see outside the people what's going on
因为你在洞里所以你可以看得到外面发生什么事情
but outside people cannot see inside
但是因为里面是黑的所以外面的人看不清里面
but he doesn't want his own way to kill the King Saul's
但是大卫坚决不要用他自己的方法来致死扫罗
David knows
因为大卫知道
if this is what God's will then it will be done as it is
因为如果这是神的旨意的话他必定会成全
so he fully waiting for himself to be the king of nation
所以他在等待他可以成为一国之王的时候
now, after the problems after he become a king
但是问题是在他成为王之后
everything is comfortable now everything is in his hands
所有的东西都在他的手上他已经过了一个非常舒适的生活
the problem is at that time And he cannot control of his desire.
而问题是在那个时候的他却没有能力去控制他的情欲。
So the second Samuel, we see the chapter 11, the how he can commit the sin, in the story we find out.
所以在撒母耳记下那里就很清楚地告诉我们他是如何犯下这个罪的。
Because he lost the self-control.
因为他失去了节制。
That too much relaxed maybe, yeah.
或许是太过于舒适了。
It seems like in this way, continue to go, you know, in his way.
所以他就顺着他自己心中所想的。
Then he is the king, so he can take this woman, you know, he thinks everything is under his hand, he thought.
他觉得现今他已经是王了，所以一切的东西都是属于他的。
But once he took this lady, and then there's another problem occurred, because she conceived her.
那他一旦把这个妇人接纳到他的房间里之后又有另外一个问题出现就是这位妇人怀了孕
David knows that her husband is the one that to the great a fighter a great a warrior
但是大卫也知道这个妇人的丈夫是一个伟大的勇士
So trying to make a hide so bring this man to let him to in to a, uh, to to his wife.
因为他想要遮掩这个事情，所以他想尽办法要让他的先生跟他妻子在一起。
But it didn't work.
但是并没有如他所愿。
So now he changed his plan to kill him.
所以他改变了他的计划，他决定把他杀死。
He lost control. He lost his self-control.
他失去了他的节制。
He doesn't know what's going on in his life doing these things in front of God.
他并没有去明白他在神面前究竟在做什么。
After this warrior died, and then he took this woman to his own wife.
在他的丈夫死之后，他就把这个妇人娶过来当妻子。
But God cannot let it just to be happen just as it is.
但是神绝对不会允许让这样子的事情就留在那边原封不动。
Of course, he repents, so the God accepts his repentance.
虽然他后面有有忏悔，那神也接受他的认罪。
But the consequence of this sin is kind of really heavy for in his life.
但是他罪的后果却是不断的在他的后面的生命中上演。
He had to pay the price for the loss of his self-control.
他因为失去了节制，他必须付出代价。
If you look at the life of King Hezekiah,
我们如果看西西家王
King Hezekiah, his life.He died on the his life died 54 years old.
西西家大概在54岁的时候死的。
In my age, he died.
就在大概是我的年纪的时候他过世的。
But actually, the 15 years extra year, then 54 he died.
他因为神多给了他这15年，所以在54岁的时候他过世的。
So actually, God through the Isaiah asked him to prepare his dead at that time. His age is how old is it?39, right?
大概在39岁的时候，神差派以赛亚先知去告诉他要为他的死来做准备了。
But that time he turned around to the wall and he prayed to God.
他听到之后，他就面向转向墙，然后向神祷告。
God gave him 15 extra years in his life.
神就因此给多了给他15年的生命。
But that time he couldn't control his such a blessing when he had.
但是他却没有办法有控制他多给神多给他的福气。
Let's turn to book of Second Chronicle.
我们翻到历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter 32.
历代志下第三十二章。
Second Chronicle chapter 32 from verse 20.
历代志下三十二章第二十节。
At this time now, the king Hezekiah, verse 20, Second Chronicle chapter 32, verse 20. But King Hezekiah and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, prayed about this and cried out to heaven. So we can tell this time is a humble mind, with a humble mind, he prayed to God.
所以在二十节这里，我们看到西西家王谦卑的向神呼求。
That God really blesses his life.
所以神祝福他的生命。
Many times he saved the nation from his prayer. Through his prayer, God saved his kingdom.
透过基西家的祷告，神拯救了他的国。
God really blessed his life and his kingdom.
神真祝福他还有他的国民。
Look at the verse 23.
我们看二十三节。
And many will bring the gift to the Lord and the Jerusalem, to choose a choice present to Hezekiah, king of Judah.So that he was exalted in the sight of all the nation. Therefore, we find that naturally he can respect from the surrounding nations.
在二十三节这里提到，西西家在列邦人的眼中看为尊大。
And then verse 24.
在二十四节。
In those days, Hezekiah became the mortally ill, and he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and gave him a sign.
二十四节这里说，西西家病得要死，就祷告神，神应允他，给他一个兆头。
Actually, because we find that when you pray to God, actually the 10 degree of the sun, that much is moved back at that time. God showed him sign for the 15 years is sure from God.
所以神就给他了一个兆头，使太阳的影子可以往后退十度。
But when he received the assurance from God.So he can recover from the illness.
当他他这样子可以接受到神给他的一个确信，就是他可以从他的病中恢复。
But his heart to be proud.
但是他的心中却是骄傲的。
He's supposed to be continued to be to be humble-minded in front of God and in front of the people.
他应该要在神还有百姓前面继续的谦卑。
At that time, the from the Babylon sending the people to congratulate him for this recovery.
所以那时候巴比伦人他们派了人来祝恭贺他的康复。
At that time, he's showing all this glory of his kingdom to show to them.
所以他就趁这个机会，他就展现了他的财富。
At the beginning, his life was a great way to prosper.
其实，在他生命开始的时候，他是非常丰盛的。
But actually, God gave him 15 years. God tested him actually.
神给他多十五年，其实是在试验他。
And verse 31.
在三十一节。
And even in the matter of the envoys of the rulers of Babylon who sent to him to inquire of the wonder that had happened in the land of God, that left him alone only to test him that he might know all that was in his heart.
三十一节，唯有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家，访问国中所见的奇事。这件事，神离开他，要试验他，好知道他心内如何。
So actually, this arrangement is from God to test his heart.
其实这样子的安排是神要试他的心。
But because of his pride at that time, he showed everything to the Babylon.
可是因为他的骄傲，以及他如何在巴比伦人面前展现他的财富。
Then he received the rebuke from God.
他从神那边就接受到了责备。
Even though later he repented anyway.
虽然后面他还是有悔改。
But yet, actually, this 15 years. Extended his life, it cannot be that much blessed actually.
但是在后面这个多活的十五年，却不是得到祝福的十五年。
The self-control helping us our life to be blessed and balanced.
节制就是要帮助我们，使我们在生命中有控制，还有一个平衡，可以得到祝福。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 25.
我们翻到箴言的二十五章。
Proverbs chapter 25.
箴言二十五章
25 and verse 28.
二十五章的二十八节。
Chapter 25 verse 28.
箴言二十五章二十八节。
Like a city that is broken into and without walls, is a man who has no control over his spirit. The wise man says.Like a city, but there's inside of the everything. It's broken into without the well, which is no protections.
在这里，智慧的人说，人如果不能控制自己的心，其实就很像一个毁坏的城，它没有墙，就是代表它没有任何的保护。
Let's learn how to control ourselves.
所以我们必须要去学习如何来控制自己。
Especially if we receive a lot of gift.
特别是当我们有领受到神很多的恩赐。
Controlling ourselves is the way to victory our Christian life.
懂得如何控制自己，才能在基督徒的生活中得胜。
When Jesus was cast into the wilderness,
当主耶稣在旷野里的时候，
Satan tempted him.
撒旦来试探神，主耶稣。
All three of them testing his self-control.
其实那三样试探都是要试主耶稣的节制。
During the time of fast,For 40 days and testing him, you can change the stone to the bread, you can eat it.
第一次的时候，撒旦对主耶稣说，你可以把石头变为食物，你就可以吃了。
Let him to lose his purpose of this fasting.
使主耶稣失去禁食的那个意义。
And to bring him up to the temple of God, let him to, if you're the son of God, you can fall down, then the angel can save you, all right?
那又把他领到了殿的顶端，然后就告诉他，如果你跳下去，天使会来救你。
I'm sure because 40 days of fasting, this is considered man, it's hardly can do that, except at that time Moses, right?
其实一个普通的人要禁食40天根本是不可能的，除了那时候圣经所记载的摩西。
It's beyond the human capacity.
那已经超过了人的能力了。
But the Lord Jesus, by helping of the Holy Spirit, it was possible 40 days of fasting.
但是因为有圣灵的帮助，所以主耶稣有办法禁食四十天。
The great reason to be proud of, actually, if we are man, if we do it.
如果你是人，然后你又做得到，难道你不会骄傲吗？
We can say, you know, I have done a 40 days of fasting. How wonderful that it becomes, you know, back up of our glory.
我们可以很自豪地说，你看我禁食了四十天，就好像为自己炫耀自己的荣耀。
So let him to falling, fall on the top of the from top of the temple, showing to the people how great you are.
所以撒旦就试探主耶稣说，你从这边跳下去，让世人看看你有多么的了不起。
It is a human basic desire.
这是人基本的一种欲望。
If we think we have the control it.We have to control this desire.
但是我们必须要学习控制这个欲望。
And also God showing the, all the glory of the world. God show, I mean not God, I'm sorry, Satan show him to the glory of the world.
所以撒旦把这个世界的荣耀展现在主耶稣基督面前。
If you bow down, I will give you all this.
如果你愿意给我跪拜，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Because remember in our daily life, once you finish your college, once you go out to the world,
在记住我们的生活中，一旦我们毕了业，到了社会
，temptation is I'm sure continue coming on in our hands。
我相信试探的事情会不断的在我们的面前。
You know, it's a maybe because when I get this job, then maybe there's some portion of faith in my life has to be compromised。
或许因为你接受了某一个工作，你的信仰某一部分需要妥协。
But once I choose this career to do this direction, then my life will be prosper in this world.
但是因为我选了这个工作，我往这个方向走的话，我的人生就会一帆风顺。
But that time we have to slow down.
但是在那个时候，我们更加要慢下来。
So we have to find out a purpose of a life in this world.
我们必须要去思考，我们人生在这个世界的目的是什么？
Am I finished my college? Am I finished this? Am I choose this career for my glory and my prospering?
我们要去思考，我们选这个工作是为了我们自己的荣华，还有我们自己，还是为了我们的生命，还是为我们的信仰？
If we let it go,
如果我们愿意放弃，
then maybe at the beginning, this our speed is quite fast. Our success, you know, the quite, you know, the reach the fast. It feels like.
可能我们
achievements we can say
我们成功可能刚开始会很快
but end up we're facing the our destruction of our faith then
但是我们后面面临的是信仰的毁坏
so we while we have come to the NYTS we throughout this prayer this time we want to equip of this self control in our life
所以我们来到神训班我们要在这里具备有节制的能力
First Corinthians chapter 15 the Paul mentioned that I die daily every day I died
在哥林多前书十五章的时候保罗说我每天都死
and always he trying to control himself
因为他要懂得如何控制自己
he knows that he has weakness
他知道他自己有软弱。
He purposely he himself to be to crucify himself on the cross.
所以他故意的把自己钉在十字架上。
He knows if he doesn't do that, then he have to also follow the his own flesh.
因为他知道他若不这么做，他就会跟随他肉体的情欲。
So from the beginning of his faith,
所以在他信仰的起初
，he set his mind.
他立志。
Then he expressed his way in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
在哥林多前书的第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
第二章的第二节。
For I determine, the chapter 2 verse 2 says, For I determine.
哥林多前书第二章的第二节，因为我曾定了主意。
I determine to have this spiritual brake system.
他立志要有属灵的刹车系统。
I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ.
他立志在你们中间不知道别的，只知道主耶稣基督为他钉十字架。
And him crucified.
知道主耶稣为了他钉十字架。
Paul is the one person full of potential in his life.
其实保罗在他的生命中是充满了很多的可能性。
He was on the way road to the success in his life.
在他的生命中铺了一条光明的大道，直通到成功。
He aware that he need a spiritual brake system.
但是他却自晓得他需要属灵的刹车系统。
So when he converted a Christian,
所以当他成为
So he wants to equip this spiritual brake.
他决定立志要有这样子的刹车。
I determine to know nothing among you, except Jesus Christ.
他立志在我们中间什么都不知道，只知道主耶稣基督。
He already know any a lot of things actually in his life.
其实在他的生活中，他已经知道了很多东西了。
But purposely he forget about this. He wants to know the Lord Jesus only in his life.
但是他却要忘记这些东西，因为他只想知道主耶稣基督。
This way his life to be was successfully reached to his ministry.
这也是为什么在他宣道的路途上，他可以成功。
Continue to God guide him.
神可以继不断地带领着他。
He understand his glory come out of the weakness.
因为他知道他的荣耀来自他的软弱。
He knows that God himself only glorified through his life.
他知道只有透过他的生命，神的荣耀才能展现出来。
This wisdom and this spirit came from the self-control.
而这一样的智慧是来自因为他有节制。
I hope that we can help ourselves.
我希望我们大家都可以帮我们自己。
Equip this, the self-control as a fruit of the Spirit.
使我们都有具备这个圣灵的果子节制。
God continue to bless you in your way.
愿神祝福大家。
Let's all pray in silence.
我们大家同心默祷。